This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Supporters of Betty Chen have started a GoFundMe page for the local philanthropist following the burglary at a Eureka warehouse last week that saw two suspects steal a large amount of property Chen had collected to aid the community. Following a short investigation, police arrested 22-year-old Brittany Johnson and 49-year-old Daniel Gurley. Both were booked into jail. Not all of the property stolen from the warehouse has been recovered, and the fundraiser's goal is to raise enough money to replace the stolen, damaged, or destroyed property. Look for the Betty Chen Replenishing Supplies page to donate. Californians who can't afford to immediately pay off traffic fines and other expenses related to traffic offenses will no longer have their driver's license suspended until they can afford to do so. In a signing statement when he signed the bill into law last week, Governor Jerry Brown said that the current policy doesn't help the state collect unpaid fees, and it certainly doesn't help low-income residents who can suffer severe economic impacts from a suspended license and the inability to legally drive. The court can still suspend a license for failure to appear, and a companion bill will allow judges more leeway in sentencing for traffic infractions to include community service instead of monetary fines. The Oregon State Police have issued a be-on-the-lookout for a Cave Junction man who is suspected of being armed and dangerous. Oregon police are searching for Joseph Salmon, wanted in connection with a shooting incident in Cave Junction on Saturday afternoon. OSP troopers and Josephine County deputies responded to a report of shots fired and were told by witnesses that Salmon was the shooter. He was armed with an AK-47 and was wearing a ballistic vest. Salmon, an adult white male with brown hair and brown eyes and a beard, fled the scene in a gray Dodge Durango. He remains at large. Closer to home, the CHP reports that further investigation into a vehicle that was found in the Trinity River off Highway 96 last week did not contain the body of the driver or any passengers. The vehicle was located last weekend in the Trinity, and it was initially thought there was a body inside. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office and tribal police were able to confirm that was not the case. It's still unknown how the vehicle ended up in the river. The County Drug Task Force arrested 29-year-old Eureka man Kyle Bailey last week after serving a search warrant related to drug sales activity at a residence on Allen Court in Pine Hill. Deputies confiscated heroin, firearms, packaging materials, and other evidence related to drug sales activity. Bailey was booked into county jail. Jordan Christmas has news from the sheriff's office.
Humboldt County Sheriff Bill Hansel has started an investigation into the current and past practices of the public administrator's office. The investigation relates to the disposal of property under formal or summary probate cases, and that property being sold to past and current county employees. The time frame of the investigation stretches from before the sheriff's office transition in 2015 until now, and a joint investigation will be conducted by Sheriff Hansel, District Attorney Maggie Fleming, and an outside independent investigator. Additional information will be provided by the sheriff's office and the DA's office within the next month.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to our local forest and the impact that they have on the economies of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Currently, the focus on our forest is on the threat of wildfires following a very wet winter and the ongoing issue of tree mortality in the region. There are several reasons for the fires: 4 years of drought, lower annual rainfall, and snow totals, as well as the buildup of undergrowth that provide heavy fuel loads. In 2015, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released a study that came to the conclusion that the cost of battling numerous large wildfires each summer is growing at a rapid rate. One of the key reasons outlined in the study is far less money is dedicated to forest management, including logging and salvage logging, and both private timberland owners and public forest managers have been clamoring for more of both. Logging built the region and was the basis of the economy for a century, and now salvage logging and logging for maintenance of our forest lands could be key to the modern economy in our communities.
And motorists who intend to drive on Highway 36 this week should be aware that the Federal Highway Administration will perform road maintenance and expansion along 36 this week. Beginning today, motorists will encounter up to 30-minute delays from mile marker 36 to 40. The roadway will be closed from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. each workday, and when the two-year project is completed, 36 will be a two-lane highway from the 101 to the 5. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.